now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut Four. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined as always by Gemma Kaneko.
What's up?
Nothing.
That sounds exciting.
There's nothing up. This has been
it's over. The podcast is over.
We also have Ian Kay here.
Hi.
Hi.
Dakota yelled at me for playing with my mic.
I did.
Very tense in the room right now.
Yes.
There's
a lot of weird energy in here.
It is.
Yeah, but we're going to just cut through the tension, and we're going to keep persevering forward with the Cut Forecast, as we always do. That's what we do, is we persevere in the face of embarrassment. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about which old faces are in new places. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe jersey mix-ups and how they relate to our daily lives. And then we're going to talk about some pop culture stuff that we just don't get. But before we get to all of that, guys, when this podcast is over, I'm going to finish up my work, and then I'm going to get on an airplane and fly to the beautiful sunshine state of Florida.
That sounds so great for you.
It is very good for me. It's currently snowing now in New York City.
Did you rent a hoverboat?
I did not rent a hovercraft.
An airboat.
Unlike I said I would last week, I did not do that for my arrival into Florida, but I'm very excited about it. And I'm there for spring training, obviously. Got to get in blog shape.
And there's 30-foot boa constrictors just on the loose, but enjoy.
And all the sharks. Thousands and thousands of sharks.
You people can try to harsh my mellow here, but I am excited about this trip very much. I'm so excited, in fact, that this week's pop quiz is about Florida. That's right. It's the Cut Forecast pop quiz, Florida edition.
That makes me very anxious.
So I'm going to ask each of you a couple questions about Florida. The person who gets the most questions right gets to go last at the end of the podcast when we sum up the pod into 140 characters. Are you both prepared?
No.
Great.
But it's going
to
happen
anyway. Who wants to go first?
Gemma.
I'll go first.
Gemma, you want to go first. All right.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks.
These are easy. Okay, guys? What is the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
There you go. All right. One correct for Gemma. All right, Ian.
Okay.
This one is less easy, not gonna lie. Which is the largest city in Florida by population?
Miami.
No.
Really?
That's number two. It's actually Jacksonville, believe it or
what?
Not.
I thought Miami was secretly like the fourth biggest city in the country.
It has to do with the way that the census draws.
Oh, it's actually the metro area?
Yeah, sorry, kiddo. All right. One, nothing.
You wasted the opportunity. Dakota has glasses now, and he just really wasted an opportunity to push them up on his nose.
Did you listeners not know that Dakota had glasses?
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, we've talked.
But I feel that it needs to be hit on every podcast now.
Yeah.
We all have glasses.
Yeah.
Yes. We are 3 for 3 on glasses.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not happy about it. I actually do think, I was, the other night, I was at a bar with friends watching a basketball game, and I hadn't seen a couple of them in a really long time, so we were talking about the glasses. One of them didn't mention it the whole time, and toward the end of the night, I felt like I needed to say something, and I was like, hey, just so you know, like, these are real glasses. This isn't like an affectation. And he was like, I thought it was. I didn't want to say anything. So,
guys, the lesson, as always, never go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so that was Jacksonville, largest city in Florida by population. All right, Gemma, back to you.
Okay.
Who is the governor of Florida?
Rick Scott?
Yes, two questions correct.
Great.
All right, Ian. This is extremely easy, okay? So you should get this. Name one Florida senator.
Marco Rubio?
Yes. All right. So now it's two.
If you hadn't noted it was very easy, there's no way I would have gotten it.
That is embarrassing.
Bobby Bowden?
Tim Tebow. That's correct. All right.
In the future, probably.
All right. So it's 2-1. We're now, as a tiebreaker, you're not tied, but as a tiebreaker, we're going to have you guys name all of the sports teams in the four major sports that play in Florida. All right? So, Ian, you have to get one more than Gemma.
Okay.
In order to get this right. All right?
Got it.
So, we'll start with you then.
The Marlins.
Yes.
The Rays.
Yes.
Dolphins.
Yes.
The Jaguars?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Okay.
They are indeed a thing. The Heat.
Yes.
The Lightning.
Yes.
Magic.
Yes. I think we're only missing one.
Will you tell me what or kind two. Of sport it is? No soccer teams?
No soccer. In four major sports.
Okay.
I know. I have one.
I can't think of one.
All right.
No. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
Florida Panthers.
Yes.
Florida Panthers.
That is correct. Can you give me one more?
There's one more?
I think there's one more.
I didn't think that the Panthers, I thought they were in a different state. Clearly they're not.
I don't know. I didn't have a pen and I should have crossed off.
Is it a hockey team?
No, I think it's a football team.
Is there a third football team?
Yeah.
Dolphins, Jags, Miami, Jacksonville, Orlando. Oh, the Bucks.
Yes.
Bucks.
Oh, of course.
All right. So,
I'm actually really embarrassed that I didn't get Bucks. Yeah.
I don't know who won. So I'm going to say Ian
should
won.
Be an acceptable answer to that question.
I got more of the Florida questions right.
Yeah, but you got fewer of the
if
sports
anything,
questions
we tied.
Right.
That evened him with me. So I think that you lost and you should have to go first and we'll just fight it out.
Fine
and done.
That sounds fair. All right, I'll go first.
Sorry,
you both win.
Sorry, Bucks fans. I used to work at a bar that had a lot of Bucks fans. I feel bad about it.
I'm a Panthers fan, so I hate the Bucks. Not Florida Panthers, Carolina Panthers. I feel like
that massive Panthers-Bucks rivalry.
It is NFC South, man. The NASCAR division. Okay. All right, let's move on here. Let's talk some old faces, new places.
Great.
What do you think? You want to talk about that?
Okay.
All right. So we have a post currently on Cut4, MLB.com/Cut4, showing the first photos of some of these off-season transactions in their new uniforms. Little weird, not going to lie. But we thought it would be a great time to talk about who we're most excited to see in their new situation. Ian, why don't we start with you? Which player are you most excited to see on their new team?
I'm excited to see a couple of new Giants pitchers.
Okay.
Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija.
The Quates.
The Quates?
Is that
what we call him.
People call him that?
Sure.
I think both for new uniform purposes. Just something about seeing them kind of took me by surprise. Like, Cueto had gone from wearing red, and he wore blue, and now he's got black and orange.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of a stark contrast there. And Samardzija is just a really big dude who, you know,
yeah,
always kind of looks a little funny.
He has a lot of uniform.
He does have a lot of uniform. But also just for that team, they've kind of remade their whole rotation and, like, nobody's really talking about it. Grabbing kind of two, like, second-tier pitchers instead of a Greinke or a Price. And I think they're going to be really good again,
well,
as usual.
I was going to say, going out on a limb, it is an even year.
It is an even year.
So
I almost hope they don't win just to break that meme.
See, but I kind of hope they do win because it'd be really weird if, like, four times is super weird.
I think their pitching will be really good, though.
Yeah.
The offense a little bit more questionable, but.
Yeah. All right. That's a good answer.
I think that'll
a couple
be
pitchers. Gemma, what do you got? Who are you excited to see in a new situation?
I mean, obviously, I'm pretty excited about Justin Upton.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm mostly excited for the new Cubs that they just basically everyone decided they wanted to be a Cub. This offseason, excited for Jason Hayward. Obviously excited for Kawasaki, who will probably not play in that many games, but will be around. Like, I'm just interested to see if, with all of this free agent talent that they attracted over the offseason, if they're going to be able to keep the same kind of chemistry that they clearly had when they were just, like, you know, maybe the storyline was more like scrappy youngsters and pitchers who got, like, the second shot, and it's not so much that story anymore. So I just want to see how they are, how they work out the outfield. It'll be interesting.
I feel like this is a weird season for the Cubs. I also had Jason Hayward on my list because I feel like it kind of feels like if they don't win the World Series, it's a failure.
Yeah.
But they're the Cubs. Like, that's an absurd thing to say of any franchise, let alone the Cubs. And, like, I'm really excited to see them. I'm like, obviously Jason Hayward I love, John Lester I love, the whole team I love. But it just seems weird to have such high expectations for a team that, like, getting to the World Series, they haven't done that since the 40s. So, like, it's insane.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't think this will happen, but there is a scenario where they're, like, the Nationals from last year, where, like, they've been anointed.
Yeah.
I think it's always tricky in baseball when you're projecting a whole bunch of guys to do something they've never really done before. Like, we've never seen, you know, Bryant or Schwarber, like, do this for a full season. I guess Bryant was really good last year. But, like, there are a lot of young guys who are kind of expected to make a leap. And that's, like, what's going to, you know, propel them to the World Series. And I think it'll happen. I think enough of them will happen. And I think there's enough depth there that they will be really good. But there is a scenario where they're not.
I think the counterpoint to that, though, is that, like, a lot of the guys they have are actually, like, kind of proven talent, right? Like, even if you aren't necessarily sold on Arrieta, which, you know, I think everybody is at this point. But, like, they also have Lester there. Now they have Hayward. Zobrist is, like, an incredible signing. So, like, there are guys there who have done it at the major league level. And so, like, yeah, part of it is, you know, at what point are these sort of young players going to make the leap? But part of it is the core kind of is there already. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. I think the depth and the versatility does buy them a lot of leeway.
Especially with Madden, who will use that.
Yeah, which is why I think it's, like, much more likely that they're really good than not.
Yeah.
It just is a little weird how they've been, like, totally just, they're the favorite. I think, like, you know, their win total over-under number was, like, way high.
Well, it feels like that team, the favorite, never wins.
Yeah. I think, that, like, they were, like, 5-1 favorites to win the World Series or something.
Yeah. Who was the favorite last year? Was it the Nats?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the Nats, season, yeah.
That didn't work. 2014, I feel like everyone was like, the Red Sox are going to win it again. They were terrible.
Yeah.
So, like, it feels like every year it's like, yeah, if you're the team that everyone is picking, sorry, you're not going to be very good.
It's also such a weird division.
Yes.
Because you have two really good teams. The Cardinals always seem to be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a couple teams that probably are not going to come close to contending.
Yeah, it's weird. Last year, I mean, it felt like all of those teams really could have been in the playoffs, except for the Reds and the Brewers. But, yeah, it's weird. It's a weird time. All right. the other person I thought of is Starlin Castro on the Yankees. I have kind of always been a Starlin Castro believer. And obviously, time is running out on that, but I, players tend to go to the Yankees and get really good. I don't know what it is. It's like just the magic of the pinstripes, clearly, as much as it physically pains me to say that phrase. But I mean, I think he's going to be good. I think that middle infield is going to be really fun. I've been a believer forever, so I'm kind of excited to see the change in scenery for him.
I hope it pays off.
Yeah, it would be nice. Young players being good, more good players really is all I want. And so he had a couple good years. I think he's like a 3-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Which
is
shocking.
Well, he's also like, anytime there's one of those lists of like the next guy to get 3,000 hits, he's always on it because he was so young and got so many plate appearances leading off for a while. He never walks.
Mm-hmm.
He just has a ton of hits already. And it'd be kind of fun like over the next 10 years or something if he like continues to get enough playing time, he just racks up hits, and it's like, is Starlin Castro going to be the guy who ends up with 3,000 hits?
I really look forward to the is Starlin Castro a Hall of Famer conversation at the end of that career.
Agree.
At that point, I will have a vote, and my vote will be yes, as it is for everyone to play in Major League Baseball. All right, let's move on here to this is weird. So Tigers reliever Ruben Alaniz, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Do that second one again.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Hate looking things up.
Ruben A. he pitched an inning as Tigers coach Gene Roof because he forgot his jersey at home before this spring training game.
Happens to us all.
Happens to the best of us. You know, I have many times left for work and not realize it was snowing and not had on a jacket, that kind of thing.
And then your pitching coach lent you his.
Yeah, that has happened many
times.
Exactly
like that.
But it got us wondering if, because in that moment, it kind of looked like Gene Roof was living out his dream of going back to spring training. So it got us wondering, if you could be an MLB player, if you put on their jersey and you magically became them, who would you want to be and why? Gemma.
One, putting on the jersey, magically becoming them. That was like a TV show, right?
Sure.
Listeners, you help me remember this, but I feel like there was a short-lived show where you would like put on the shoes of an athlete and like become that athlete. Short-lived.
A reality show?
A reality show where they projected your consciousness into another person.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was on VH1 in the 90s.
Yeah.
I thought about this a lot. Brief personal anecdote. I am in this trivia league. It's very nerdy. It's like relegation promotion style, I'm in league level. So I was in C last year. I got promoted to B, so I'm in B now. And
congrats.
Thank you. However, it's very stressful because everyone is much better, and I did so well last season, and now this season I'm not. I'm like, it's terrible. So I decided I wouldn't want to be a player that's in a position with too much scrutiny.
Okay.
You know, because I would clearly wilt. Like, I would just like to, I would just like to do well.
So like you wouldn't want to be, say, on national television having your trivia knowledge questioned by an authoritative
Canadian
man?
That went really badly. So no. I would prefer to just do well. And like mm-hmm. do the work and keep going, you know, without okay. without a spotlight. I don't want to be a big star. Like I wouldn't decide to step into like Bryce Harper's shoes for the day. It's too much.
Yeah.
I would want to be someone who is good at their job though, like not just like solid good. Republican lover. So I decided I would go with Russell Martin.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it's a job that requires a lot of focus. It just generally doesn't have like the scrutiny that you have if you're like supposed to be the star slugger. Also, his life is really cool, so I think it would just be fun to hang out with his parents, his like jazz music, French-speaking parents. Like,
and
that seems fun.
You could achieve yeah. your lifelong dream
of
being
Canadian. I know. That was really the end game here. I was going to pick a Canadian player all along. Joey Votto, second on the list.
Yeah, although that you got the stress there.
I know. Like, that's why I had to bump it down. It was like yeah. too much scrutiny. I just want to like... run with the pack. Yeah.
Okay. Fair yeah. enough. All right, Ian, who would you want to be?
I think sort of similar to Gemma, like I wouldn't want to be a mega star. Like I wouldn't want to have to deal with like whatever David Ortiz has to deal with, just yeah. like walking out of his apartment. Like, I mean, that commercial where he had to hug everyone, like I don't need that much physical contact.
Yeah.
But I would want to be someone who's like kind of known as a winner, who is like known within baseball.
Known as a winner.
Yes.
Nice.
Known as a winner. I think also like I definitely would want to be really athletic for a day, like mm-hmm. all
yeah.
those things where it's like a 50-inch box jump and you can just jump on that, like mm-hmm. seems really fun. Would definitely do like a lot of parkour during that day.
Okay,
that's
weird great. Use of your skills, but okay.
Maybe prohibited by my contract, but not sure. So I picked Lorenzo Cain.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Definitely a winner. Really athletic, still improving, probably known like around Kansas City, but maybe not, you know, around the world. I'd be fine with that.
Good. That's a good one.
I like that choice. He seems like he's always having fun.
Yeah,
too,
he definitely seems like he's having fun.
Yeah.
Like all his teammates, they're all...
Then you could befriend Salvador Perez. He'd just follow you around all day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you guys could like hoverboard together. I don't know. I imagine they do that.
Sure. That's what real friends do, hoverboard together. Like, you know when like couples do the thing where they each have one headphone
uh-huh.
in a pair of iPhone headphones? You do that with the hoverboard. You each take one of the like little foot spots.
That seems like it should definitely be prohibited by all contracts.
Would you have to be like embracing each other to
sure.
stand?
I was
why
thinking
not?
Two hoverboards and then you hold hands and hoverboard together.
Oh,
that's right
sweet.
Off the end of the world.
Okay. So I also didn't want to be a superstar. Clearly, we all aim very high.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's really the cut for ethos. I also wanted to be somebody who does not play a lot of baseball, in all honesty. Because it seems really hard, and I just don't want to do that. But I want to be somebody who's still around in the MLB dugout. Is they're embraced because not necessarily their baseball ability, although it is at a certain level, obviously a prerequisite level to be there, but more just for what you bring to the clubhouse. My first thought, obviously, using that criteria was Jeff Francoeur, but I don't... There's only one Jeff Francoeur, and I would
your relative, Jeff Francoeur.
My relative, and so I want to dream a little bit bigger. I thought, you know what would be actually perfect is Yunanori Kawasaki. That is somebody who I would love to be for a day. You could act crazy, and that's just have fun. No one's going to judge you. I'm very socially uncomfortable, so I can just pretend to not speak English while I am Yunanori Kawasaki if I am uncomfortable in a moment. I think that's great, and he's super fun. And gets to travel with the team, doesn't really play all that often, but is just around.
Might be taking a lot of bus rides in Iowa.
Yeah.
Hey, that, no, he's good enough to be on the major league team.
Sometimes.
You.
Probably.
Also, there's something fun to the minor leagues as well. There's some romance there.
Cut 4 award winner.
Yeah.
None of us ever been one of those.
That's the thing. Like, I could hold it up as heavy as it is and parade around with it. That'd be fun. I like Muni. I would be Muni. All right. Let's move on here from that. And let's talk about this. So, Byung-ho Park on the Twins went to the Twins' bachelor viewing party.
Oh, they're so into that.
They're super into it. Many of our coworkers are also into The Bachelor. People love The Bachelor. I have really never seen it. But Park said he didn't really understand what was going on. He didn't really understand why this guy was dating all of these women. Just was confused by the entire premise, which frankly I am as well. And it raised the question, what other pop culture things do you just not get at all? That everybody else seems really into, everybody else understands, they love, whatever. But just for you, it's like, I don't get this at all. I don't even begin to understand it. Gemma, why don't we start with you? What's the thing in pop culture that you just can't comprehend it?
So I like Snapchat, right?
Okay.
But I have a friend who like treats it like texting, and that's very confusing to me. Mm-hmm. Because I like, you know, if I'm not in an event, I'll be like, okay, like I'll watch this short video that you sent me from a concert. That's fun. But then it's like, if you use it as texting and you're like, will you hang out with me? It's gone. I forgot about it. And then she gets really angry when I don't respond to her mm-hmm. Snapchats. And it's like, well, it was 3 seconds long and now it's gone forever and I don't care. And like, apparently that's a thing. It's always like, oh, well, this person didn't Snapchat me back, so they must hate me. Or like, should I wait 2 hours to send this Snapchat back? And I just don't understand any of that. Like, I guess there's a whole politics of how you're supposed to respond to Snapchats, and it's very confusing to me.
We are in this boat together. I hate Snapchat.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand why you would use it as texting when there is texting.
I don't understand it at all. So, okay. I'm going to be really old for a second, and I'm going to be, like, the oldest person in the world. Why are you sending me a picture? How do you expect me to respond to this picture? It's a dumb picture of your face with the words, like, lol. Like, I don't know what that means. I don't care. Also, like, I get maybe following celebrities and stuff like that. That's kind of funny. Okay, cool. I can see what your daily life is like. Nobody cares what, like, why do I have a story on Snapchat? Who cares about my story?
Maybe,
I don't care about your
maybe
story.
Maybe your friends care.
My friends don't care. I certainly don't
know.
Care about theirs. I care about their story in the general sense.
So my friend, like, she's really into Snapchat. And so she's always like, only 12 people watch my story today. And this random person that I know didn't watch it. So clearly he hates me. I'm like, none of that is true.
Right.
No one hates you.
Right. Quiet down. Quiet down.
You tell us about Snapchat.
I love Snapchat.
Tell us.
Snapchat is my favorite social networking.
Explain it to us.
Whatever.
Tell us why we're so not him.
I do use it for texting.
Why?
Guys, it's about being ephemeral.
Okay.
That's what the marketing told me. No, it's different from texting because it disappears. Like, it's kind of less invasive and, like, lower stakes than texting, where, like, I don't know, at least on my phone, it rings differently. It's not, like, vibrating at me all the time. And, like, it just, the things you send, it's, like, less of a process than taking a picture, opening a text message, attaching the picture, sending it. It's all within this, like, little atmosphere, this little system where I'm just getting and sending pictures. So it's kind of, and they're all gone after a while. It's kind of built for something that, like, isn't worth sending a text about. So if that's going to be your standard, like, did I need to get a text about this? Then you're going to hate them all. But, like, if you just treat it as something that's, like, not as much of a big deal as a text, the same way that, like, if someone, you know, called you on the phone for something that could be a text, like,
I hate that.
You get annoyed.
Yeah.
If someone sent you a text or something that could have been a Snapchat, that's the same thing.
Okay, but, so, one of the things, I get texts.
Also, you can unfollow people. So if you don't want to see it, you can just do that.
But like,
unlike texting, you can't, unless you're going to block somebody.
I've never done that. Trust me, people who I've blocked, I've never done that. If I get a text, shows up on my phone, I can read it, see it, decide if I want to reply right then, or be like, whatever, I'll deal with it later. Mm-hmm. But the Snapchat, if I open it, and then it's gone, and then I don't think about it anymore, like, I'll get the notification, I'm like, what does it say? And then I'll read it, and it's like, I don't know, I'll come back to this when I'm not
in the
middle
of something. I think that the same way that, like, every platform has kind of its own etiquette, like, I don't think there's an expectation that you're going to send something back the way there is for a text.
I would agree that there's no expectation in my interactions with Snapchat, but I feel like my friends that really use it a lot do have that expectation.
Yeah, and, like, I feel, like, people will send me pictures of them doing dumb stuff, and I'm like, haha, and I'm not going to send like, something back.
Yeah, like, you don't have to send
But it. Then it's, I've gotten, like, 75 photos from a friend being like, and it's like.
Well, they're just using it badly, then. The same way, like, if anyone sends you a Snapchat of them holding their phone up at a concert, like, get out of here with all that.
Yes, Snapchat.
That's the worst
concert.
Use of Snapchat.
Yes.
What's, okay, so, like, what if you had to, like, enumerate the three cardinal don'ts of Snapchat, what are they?
TFs.
Definitely no concert shots.
Okay.
Don't, like, double up. Like, don't send me a text and then also send me a Snapchat.
That sounds so tedious.
And, like, just limit the number. Like, don't send me 15 a day if they're not funny. You know, don't be, like, bombing me all day with these.
Okay.
Those are the don'ts.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You know what else I don't get? And this is not going to hopefully touch off a huge discussion, but it might. But Claire's not here, so it might not. Is
Star Wars.
The Marvel Universe obsession.
What do you mean? Like the movies or just
like just all of, why is there so much of it all the time, always?
Well, that is the because it makes a lot of money.
I'm just also like, how can you continue to just, I tried to watch both Daredevil and Jessica Jones and was just like not into either.
Well, so the beauty
of it. And I just couldn't
it,
get, I just didn't understand why it was such a huge deal.
Well, to me, the beauty of it is that there is so much content in this shared universe that you can kind of pick and choose what you like from it and then tune into that. So, like, I don't really care about the Thor movies, so I don't really watch those, or Captain America, but I like the Avengers. I like the Iron Man movies. I like a couple of... You are not interested in this either, are you,
gonna
Ian?
Fall asleep during this?
I don't know. I feel like there's a couple
I understand. I get it. But, like, how would you even know? Like, how would I even know which Marvel movies are, like, good to watch and which aren't? Like,
it's up to you. If you don't want to see it, don't see it. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't. But I still want to know why, like, more than half of the people that I follow on Twitter are, like, obsessively watching every Marvel series that Netflix drops in, like, one day. I guess it's compelling to a lot of people. I just personally do not get it.
Well, I also think a lot of that is the social capital argument, but that's neither here nor there. That is beyond the scope of this podcast.
I was trying to think of like an economist that I could just drop on you. Yeah. I got nothing.
No, I mean, I get it. I don't know. All right, what do you got? What do you, Ian, what pop culture thing do you just not get?
The Kardashians thing. Like, I can understand it. Like, I watched several seasons of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one.
So, like, I can get why people would care about a family that, like, they'll never meet. Mm-hmm. But the Kardashians, like, such a phenomenon. And, like, isn't, like, one of the most watched shows on TV? Yeah. And they, like, they're people that buy apps and, like, spend money in the
Kim
apps.
Game? That was crazy.
And, like, these are people who have no discernible talent, which, like, has not prevented people from getting famous forever, but like they just seems like such an outsized phenomenon that like I'll never understand why anyone cares about it.
I would argue that being continually famous like this is a skill.
Oh, it definitely is a skill.
Yeah,
but like I just don't like if you put Kim Kardashian on a magazine cover, like it's gonna sell a ton of magazines.
Right.
I just don't understand why anyone buys them. Like I don't know like why anyone
enough.
Care.
Yeah. I mean I don't really either.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. When that app came out and everyone was playing it all the time and it counted down in real hours, like how long stuff took, people like, would just constantly be talking to somebody, be like, sorry, I have to do my photo shoot. And you're like, what? This is fake. You're not a real celebrity.
I mean,
it was
right.
so like, confusing. To
I did
me.
Play Clash of Clans obsessively for a good like 4 month period, so I can get that too. But like I
no, we are not endorsing Clash of Clans.
I had to delete it. But yeah, like the Kardashian thing, I just don't understand why people watch.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I get like the allure of reality TV like that, but I agree with you. I don't understand why this is so much bigger than any other reality TV phenomenon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I definitely get their involvement in the FX OJ Simpson series. That's great.
I also like, you know, like I said, I watched Real Housewives in Jersey for a little bit, then I stopped. Like, I watched Jersey Shore when that was a thing, and then I stopped. I don't understand
basically
staying
only New Jersey-themed reality
I mean, that
television.
That is part of it. It was just a path back to my roots.
Be kind of into it.
Probably. But, like, I don't understand the staying power and how they continually
just
pump out new shows and stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you got anything else?
Briefly, like, I don't understand why anyone would read something written about music. This has long been a contention of mine.
Yeah.
I love this.
Like, every once in a while, I'll, you know, see, like, here's, like, review of the new Kanye album, and I'll click it and then read one sentence and just be, no. Like, I can listen to this myself.
There's that famous quote that's, like, reading about music, or writing about music is, like, dancing about art.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I agree.
I just don't get it.
It's weird.
It's terrible.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Good.
Again.
All right. I was hoping Dakota would defend music criticism.
No, I will never defend music criticism. I hate it. You're the wrong cut for author for
yes,
that.
Yes, we all agree with you.
I find it social capital building. Anyway.
Still don't know what that means.
I also had, well, we're going to get to it. I also had Snapchat, obviously. And then the two, one of these I feel like is no longer controversial while it may have been. Two things I do not understand in pop culture. Mad Men. And Adele. Now, I am at Dakota Gardner if you want to yell at me about either of these things. My thing is, like, Mad Men, I get it, fine. It's, like, an okay TV show. Like, I get the art is really cool. I get people like 50s stuff. The show bored me. And then Adele, I feel like, is fine. I don't understand the, like, aggressive, like, Adele is the greatest person in the world. That I don't get. Can either of you enlighten me on either of these?
I'll defend one of those things.
I
will ask some questions about
it. It won't be Adele. I think that Mad Men, I really enjoyed Mad Men. Mm-hmm. Not every single episode, but as a show. And I enjoyed it because it was like the peak of like reviewable, discussable TV. Mm-hmm. Where like part of it for me was watching a show and then going and reading like two recaps of it. TV is the thing that you're allowed to criticize. Not
I was going to say, yeah, that's interesting.
Because, okay. Like, there would be these hidden themes, which, like, you know, the same way that, like, when I read Shakespeare in high school, like, it was meaningless to me until I read, like, the analysis. And then you're like, wow, that's crazy that there are, like, all these themes in here now that I understand them. And that was how Mad Men was, that it had all these, like, undertones and references that I didn't get watching it. But once, like, I was like enlightened to them, it became a really complex and cool and nuanced thing in the way that like other shows on TV generally aren't. And then like after a while, I could kind of see those themes myself, and it was just sort of like an intellectual experience that like not much TV is.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I've always heard. I also never really got into Mad Men.
Yeah.
Is that it like you needed to like let it give it time. Is that mostly people say, like, watch the first four episodes of a show and then you'll know if you like it. But, like, that's not enough for Mad Men because it doesn't, like, provide you with the layer you need to build on, I guess.
Right. Well, there also is, like, I mean, I don't think it's, like, an original take. But, like, it's also just, like, the best workplace sitcom ever done, I think. Like, these people are, like, really great characters that have relationships with each other in, like, a workplace context that evolve over a long time that were enjoyable to follow.
Bored the hell out of me. I can't. I feel, and this, to me, I was like, oh yeah, he wears a cool suit. Really cool looking office. Oh yeah, look at that. Look at them. They're real classic gents and ladies. And like, that to me was the appeal.
This is your BP robot moment.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I was like, I don't care what any of these people are saying about anything at all, whatsoever. I don't care who is doing what to whom. You are all boring to me. And that was my Mad Men thing, well, and I don't get it.
Maybe if Don brought a lightsaber to the office, I'd be more into it.
Yeah. Adele, do you want to defend Adele?
No.
So you don't understand why people love Adele as much as they do, but you love Kanye with this, like, outsized love. Why is that?
Because I feel like Kanye is attempting to do something beyond simply performing music. That's what interests me about him.
Okay.
It's not just his music. Is that if it was just, I like Kanye's music, then it's like, fine. But the Kanye is not Kanye's music. Kanye is Kanye's music. Kanye's Twitter. Kanye's design of clothing. Like that. And I don't necessarily like all of that stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm at least interested that he is interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like Adele is a woman who writes and sings songs. And I don't feel like she's doing much else other than that. She does it very well. But I don't understand why she's, like, the queen of the universe.
Does Taylor Swift obsession or Beyonce obsession make sense to you?
No, it's the same thing. I kind of get Beyonce and Taylor Swift a little bit more because I do think they're trying to do something else. And I think, like, Beyonce is attempting to be a figure beyond simply being a performing artist. And I think Taylor Swift, to a lesser extent, is doing the same thing. But, like, I don't think Adele is trying to do that. Like, Adele disappeared in the years between her albums. And so it was, that's why I think it's weird that it's, like, people are, like, falling over themselves to get tickets to her concert and stuff like that. And it's like, it's okay, but, like, it's going to probably sound similar to how it does on the record.
I mean, why do you go to concerts?
I mean, I don't know, because a lot of times they sound different than they do on the record.
What?
They do. Like, there's a different energy. And again, not to bring it back to Kanye, but Kanye does stuff with his concerts where it's like...
So are you saying you don't think, like, Adele has, like, a highly produced concert tour?
I think it is highly produced. Uh-huh. I'm not really interested in that, though.
But, like, this is just so confusing to me. It's like, I don't think it probably sounds like her record sounds, like, exactly like a record.
I feel like Adele at her best is somebody who's technically great.
Yeah.
And I feel like if that, like, the technical precision of singing is not really interesting to me. In the same way that the technical precision of, like, a crazy guitarist doing, like, diddly-diddly-diddly. Like, I'm like, great, cool.
Sorry, how did the guitarist sound?
Yeah, can you,
you know,
do it?
It's very intricate. Diddly-diddly-dee.
Can you do an a cappella version of a Fish song?
No, but, like, it's the same idea. Where, like, I'm more interested. And, like, I get the song speak to people. And, that's, and if it, like, speaks emotionally to you, that's mm-hmm. great. More power to you. I just feel like Queen Adele is weird.
Yeah, I also don't really, like, have a deep obsession with Adele, but I kind of get it. I kind of get how people, like, if you really emotionally connect to music, it seems more personal and directed specifically to you. And if you feel like this super famous person is, like, experiencing something that only you have experienced, which obviously everyone has experienced feelings like this, but still, that's how it tends to feel, that you would have a tighter emotional bond with this celebrity. You know, I kind of get that because her music is so emotive.
Interesting. But then yeah. How does that equate to... if they're so popular, literally, like, a huge group of people has that, then I feel like it would feel less personal, would it not?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, so I started watching The Bachelor because okay. everyone we work with watches it. And I watched an episode and I was like, this show is so insane. Like, the cognitive dissonance that has to exist for this to go, to, like, to continue, you can't look away from it, because while some people genuinely seem to believe, like, this is clearly just, like, a numbers game, like, if I'm still here in a couple weeks, then maybe I will go on, like, 3 more dates with this dude, some people really, like, have what seem to be true emotional, like, stakes.
Yeah.
And it's so strange to think, like, this can live in the same world as the Bachelor world, where, you know, like, behind the scenes there are 20 PAs and, like, producers just, like, telling them terrible things,
et
cetera. Yeah. But still, it really comes off sometimes like these people really think that, like, maybe I did have a chance to find love here, which is crazy, yeah. right? But they believe it, which is how I feel like you can justify that, like being like, oh, I have this personal connection with Adele, and so does this other person, but my connection is more real.
They all don't get it.
You know?
It's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Sorry to derail this whole podcast to be about Adele, ironically, <Snapchat. laughs> when I don't understand Adele. But that's the, okay. I guess I can get there.
I mean, what do you guys really like that everyone thinks is dumb?
MLS. Star Wars, yeah, apparently, judging by this podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. Do people still like fantasy football? Like, no, I'm super into that.
No. Oh,
God, get out of here.
Terrible.
That's fine.
All right. Well, I think we've gone far enough off the rails. I think we're out of time, too. So we need to sum up this podcast. All the sprawling nature of it into 140 characters, one tweet that accurately condenses the whole thing down. I will go first because the two of you got all of my Florida questions correct for the most part. And so this is my tweet. I, comma, as Munenori Kawasaki, comma, finally understand Adele and Mad Men. Hashtag cut forecast.
I like that.
All right. Ian got more questions right, I think. So, Gemma, why don't you go next?
That is incorrect accounting, but whatever. I will go next. For a summary of this week's hashtag cut forecast, follow us on @Snapchat. We're going to have cut four Snapchat.
I hate that immensely. All right, Ian, what do you got?
Hello from the other side, ... of the uniform spectrum from Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija.
I do like that.
That's really good. That's really good.
That's really good.
That's the best one.
This was a strong round of tweets if you exclude Gemma's. If you think you have a better one, please tweet it at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. We'll retweet the best ones. We'll like the slightly less good ones, and I'll personally make fun of the ones that I think are bad. You can follow us on Twitter at Cut4. You can read more of our content at MLB.com/Cut4. Gemma, what are you working on that you're excited about?
What did I do this morning? Oh, yeah. Bartolo is going to outlive every single one of us.
Yeah, that's true.
And our parents. Bartolo. And our kids. Bartolo forever.
Bartolo is the last expo. So check that one out on MLB.com/Cut4. As I said, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. Hey, you're listening to this podcast. You made it this far. Perhaps you like it. If you do, subscribe to it on iTunes or any other podcast service that we may be appearing on. I don't know the other ones, but we are definitely on iTunes. So subscribe to us there. While you're there, you can write a review, 1 to 5 stars. And if you actually take time to sit down and write the review, and it gets through the Apple sensors, because I think they do have some sensors on these reviews, then we will read it on the Cut4Cast. So please take the time to do that. Ian, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Gemma, as always, thank you for being here.
Of course.
I will not be here next week. I will be down in beautiful, sunny Florida. So if we have a podcast next week, it will be sans me, but do tune in and listen to that. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I will not, but one of these two people probably will talk to you next week.